the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision Bill Fisher. There's soon to be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, our Captain Marvel, head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuck, and our Batman, master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission? To fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes and Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes and Training Podcast. I'm going to be one of the hosts for this episode. My name, we'll go with Bill this time. Break it up in a little bit. Who else is hosting?
I'm Vicky, and we are covering the road rally that is taking place in where, Bill?
We just left Macon this morning, and now we're in St. Maine.
Ah. Staying down south where it's nice and warm. Good choice.
Oh, yeah, the weather's great. It's fantastic.
What is the weather where you're at right now?
I think it's like 72.
Oh, geez.
I'm a little bit jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice, You know, it's a nice break from Wisconsin where it's 14.
I was going to say, you should soak that in because you don't get that for a few more weeks.
Like a few more months.
I was being nice.
So how were the adventures today?
Today, the adventures are, we were kind of spread to the winds. Some people were able to sign up for the Concours de Le Mans at Amelia Island. So they graced Alan Galbraith with their presence. So the Studebaker went, the Corvettes, both Mercedes, and the Cherokee.
Oh, okay. Obviously.
So they had fun at their car show. And then the rest of us traveled down from Macon on the back roads throughout Georgia and northern Florida. They went to a dog that got stuck inside of a log and became mummified, and now that is a museum piece. We stopped at the Folkestone Railroad viewing platform and learned more about railroads than I ever thought I would from the people who watch the railroad, apparently.
And you are a railroad guy, so that must have
been I love trains, but they really love trains. They make people who participate in Lemons look normal.
Oh, wow. That's sad. Yeah. And scary. It's pretty, all at the same
time. It was impressive. Yeah.
So
now we're in St. Augustine, and the Studebaker is at their hotel. They opened their bar up. They have a bar in the back of the Studebaker. And we're also in the middle of bike week. So you'll hear motorcycles drive by the whole time.
Excellent. So just in case we have some listeners or perhaps a podcast guest who doesn't know what Amelia Island is, perhaps we should go into that just a little bit.
It's a huge concourse. It's the best car show ever. Phyllis's husband has a picture of two Ferrari Testarossas parked next to each other in like a hotel parking garage. It's nuts.
Wow.
It's like $75 million worth of car just parked next to each other.
So since you're from Wisconsin, did you use the Testarossa to shave some cheese perhaps?
No. I didn't go to Amelia Island. I followed the rest of the group around and took photos of them and hung out with them. Mm.
Fantastic.
And then Donnie spent a lot of time trying to buy that Malibu wagon.
Well, I mean, was there a doubt?
So I have a couple questions about this because I'm coming in a little bit late. I was not here yesterday for the first inaugural of this event. So what car themes do we have this time around?
You stumped him.
Ben was.
So there's.
You have gone full robot, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You are bandwidth out.
This is going to be editing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just dial in. I don't think there's not a lot of service here, unfortunately.
Mm.
Do you have a Wi-Fi you can tap into wherever you're at?
No, we're not. We're staying in like a motel kind of thing.
Okay.
And they don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Not even by the hour.
No, not at all. But like the note on the door just said, no room, sorry. And thankfully I had a reservation, and the guy just handed me a card that had 205 written on it. And he said, have a good day. And that was all the words he said to me.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. You don't even need a key. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's an interesting hotel, but it's right on the strip, so it's pretty fun. But is this working?
Yeah, this is perfect. It is
working better. Okay. So where we left off was, what are the themes that are happening right now in this particular race?
Yeah, so like I said, there's the dad theme. They're wearing New Balances, wearing their socks up too high. They all have mustaches that probably would end up like registered on some kind of, you know, sex offender registry. They started out as a four-car team, which I really like. I'm really enjoying like multiple cars coming out on a team. But three of the cars got drunk at Amelia, and they've decided to stay on the beach. And they have withdrawn from the rally to go drink on the beach.
Oh!
Yeah. So they got too drunk at the car show, and they're like, well, we can't drive. And so they decided to stay.
they found their tribe.
Yep. And then the Studebaker, sorry about the motorcycle, the Studebaker, their theme is Studebaker in Paradise. So obviously it's like a Jimmy Buffett theme. But they have a karaoke bar set up in the back of their car. Well, I'll send you some pictures of that. Okay. So it has the trunk opens. There's the television's there. It plays karaoke. They have a speaker and a microphone set up. There's a full bar, including a blender. So it's pretty fun. What else? What other things?
Are they related to Race Bar in some way, or is it just?
No, not at all. They run. I can't remember the name of the track, but they run a track out in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're not associated with Race Bar. They're. I do think they've raced with us, but they are. They're new to the rally.
Excellent.
What other themes we have? Not a lot of other themes. The B-body, the wagon, the Caprice wagon, their theme was whales. So they all dressed up like the Gordon's fishermen.
Okay.
So their car was the white whale, I guess, is the bit on that one. What other themes?
There were several guesses on Facebook that one was that they looked like lemons.
Oh, yeah, I guess they do kind of look like lemons. No, it was like a whaling theme. They're from around here somewhere, actually. And then the Malibu guys, I'm not sure what their theme was, but they had cutoff overalls. So, I mean, I guess that's the theme.
Are we sure that's not just what they wear?
They are firefighters in Rhode Island. So then, and then Phyllis and Corey, they're rocking a pirate theme, which actually for the whole Florida and where we are, it actually works out pretty well. And they've been driving in their CQ Corvette with the top down the entire time.
Wow.
Yeah. That's very cool.
And the weather wasn't great last night. Yeah, the weather wasn't very good last night.
They have a top down.
So those
right?
are... the car was sat in a barn for 20 some odd years after his dad had accidentally bought it at an auction.
That's right.
So the condition of the top is questionable. So they have not put it up.
Convertible.
Permanently.
Correct.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's permanently a convertible, I believe.
I misthought. I was thinking T-tops. I was like, okay, you know.
Oh, no. It is a convertible.
It's
far too nice to be in a rally.
It might crack on the way up, perhaps. So, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So do we have any in-car competitions or in-car activities that we are doing this time around?
We are having the teams make timeout kids. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's those creepy stuffed children that kind of like lean over and people put them up against the wall. Like in normal children's clothing.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrifying. And no one should have them in real life. But so they've been making their own timeout kids. A standout timeout kid is from the El Camino team, where they used real roadkill, so actual bones from animals, as their timeout kit. Yeah. I want to like it, but I'm also worried.
It comes to me that doesn't Steph just bring those naturally and she just stands a puffalump in the corner and call it good?
Yeah, Steph brought her puffalumps, and you know, that sometimes makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those are there, but those don't count as timeout kids. A timeout kid is a timeout kid.
Okay. All right.
Very specific. Eric was very specific in the instructions. This is all stemming from when we were at NCM, someone brought a timeout kid. And so we, kind of strapped it to the front of a Segway like vehicle. And that's how we drove around, the paddock. It was kind of like a Mad Max. The timeout kid was our blood bag.
That's fantastic.
Hmm.
So any notable stops or visits or picture opportunities for the day?
Well, I think the folks that were at the concourse, you know, they saw some amazing cars. There were some amazing cars there. You know, after they got done with CDL, they had the opportunity to walk around. So there's some really good photos with them on Instagram. Like I said, I went to the railway watching platform. So we got a bunch of photos of the cars kind of hanging out around the trains. It's not as the Florida and Georgia on this side are very flat. So it's not as the train's not as interesting, I would say, especially as someone who grew up in California. I'm very surprised with how flat it is here. And straight. Everything's flat and straight.
It's one big sandbar.
Besides the party group that fell out.
They had their priorities, you know.
Yeah, they drank out. Yeah, it them breaking out. If you had to break out, it really wasn't a bad way of doing it. But
no, not at all.
Have there been any notable vehicle issues along the way? And anybody else had dropped out this time?
Yeah, no one's dropped out other than the drinkers. The Studebaker, I talked about that yesterday. They were able to find a water pump at a museum, so they replaced their water pump.
Right.
The 59 F100, I thought they were out of it. They are back in it. They were able to find a water pump pulley for their 289. And then the Malibu wagon, they had a really bad vibration in the car, and they thought it was the clutch. They took the engine, you know, the transmission out there, and it turned out that the person who had the car before had installed a flywheel that didn't belong on that transmission and did not belong on that engine. So once they took that flywheel off, runs like a top.
So they're,
but they did that in the parking lot of the first checkpoint, which was the mid-Georgia racetrack. That's now, you know, it's defunct now, but there's some of the asphalt still there, and there's a marker there.
So are they running without a flywheel, or did they put another one on?
No, they're running without it. I guess they have a 400 of some sort, and I guess it wasn't designed to have the flywheel on there.
That's a lot of cubic
inches. They went into
there.
Great depth, but I just kept on thinking, because they're partnered up with the Nova, so I just kept on thinking about that. Their timeout kid is made of bones. So yeah. I couldn't stop thinking.
This is not the group to be critical of. Must keep quiet.
No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're firefighters. They probably can beat me up or something.
So have vehicles partnered up so far going on this rally?
To some extent. Like I said, there was a four-vehicle team, and then they got the firefighters from Rhode Island, the Nova, or the El Camino, and the Malibu. You know, it kind of naturally people kind of bunch up. Yesterday there was a lot of bunching up. Hold on, motorcycles. Yesterday there was a bunch of bunching up because of Eric put a ferry checkpoint in, and the challenge was to ride the ferry, but apparently the ferry's been out of order for 3 years. And again, Eric apologizes and go ahead and send pictures of middle fingers and stuff to him in the future.
Okay.
Eric's not with you this time, right? It's you and Donnie.
No, but he did pick that checkpoint. Yeah, Donnie's helping me out on this one.
Wasn't sure if Donnie was a participant or a orchestrator, so.
He was recruited. So he thought he was a participant, and then suddenly he wasn't. But thankfully he brought his cape, so he looked official while judging the vehicle.
Well,
so when you are recruited, what are the responsibilities of when you are recruited along this drive?
Usually I just have you go to a spot and take some photos, be funny. Donnie's good at being funny.
Yeah, yes.
And just help me. Yeah, so, you know, it's hard to judge and do registration at the same time. So he kind of fills in the judging while I go register some people, and then I'll go help judge some more, and then I'll go help register some people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's generally the responsibility.
Right. And then that is the, do you guys, and I think we brought this up last time on the last series of this, do you guys arrange or loosely set up meeting places for sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like we tell them what hotel we're staying at, and if they can get a spot there, they can. And then we pick a spot for evening pickup or hangout, which is what we're at. We're at the Mellow Mushroom in St. Augustine, or however you say it.
Well, it can't be any worse than Mobile.
Yeah. No, the food's quite good, actually. It was very good. Yeah, Donnie was very upset about his hamburger.
Oh, so have we had any cop run-ins yet?
The Studebaker got pulled over for they didn't have their license plate in the right spot. They have a temporary tag in the window, and I guess the officer wasn't happy about it.
Well, because he doesn't have a rear window, right?
I don't know.
Where are you supposed to put a temporary?
It varies from state to state, so that's what confuses me, because it's tagged out of Texas, so you would follow the rules for Texas. So it just sounds like the police officer was looking for an excuse to go talk to the people with the Studebaker.
Was his name Buford T. Justice, perhaps?
No. And it wasn't Speedy Cop either, so.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, all right. I think we're about ready to talk about the highlights and the lowlights of your racers.
Okay. Rally. Well, I got Phyllis with me, so if you want to talk to her about the rally, that'd be great.
Sure.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
Phyllis.
Oh, all right, here you go.
Miss Phyllis.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. How are you?
I am doing really well. We had a really good day today. We went to Concours de Le Mans. We took the alternative day route and had a great time.
So how many races have you done, or rallies. Lemons rallies?
This is our third Lemons rally. Actually, our third within a year. We're enjoying these.
Wow. Okay. So which ones have you done?
We did the Rust Belt Ramble that went from Chicago to Pittsburgh in July. And then we did the Retreat from Moscow that was from Scranton, Pennsylvania, yep, down to Road Atlanta.
Okay. And this is the third one. Now, what vehicle are you driving?
We are driving a 1967 Corvette.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have a theme on it at all?
We've been dressed as pirates for 2 days.
Okay. You're the pirate group.
So we are the pirate group. We're in St. Augustine, so we kind of fit in. A lot of thumbs up. we got some really weird looks in the middle of Alabama wearing these outfits going in to pay for gas.
Yeah, so but, you're full, you know, you're full
nothing,
shtick.
Nothing bad. Yeah, yeah.
We've got
a really bad pirate joke.
Are you just dressed as it, or are you speaking pirate the whole time?
No, I'm not that good. We actually went to a place called the Pirate Factory in Tampa and picked out outfits.
Ooh.
And I'm sure we'll use them for Halloween this year. But Now I did have some swords to give out at Concours de Le Mans today, and
awesome,
some pirate hats. And I've been plundering. So I've been talking to people when I'm hungry and asking for food.
And you tell them you're plundering and you're asking for food?
Yeah. And somebody had one of the other Lemons cars had the tent up. And we when they weren't around, we moved it and moved some chairs. And we had a nice little sitting area next to our car.
Oh, that is
awesome. We're pirates. We can do that.
So your dress as pilots, does your car itself have a theme to it?
You know, it's lemon yellow, but no, we have a pirate flag on there that we decide would make it down the interstate.
Oh.
But no, we didn't spray paint our car. It's it's too nice.
Thoughts for the future. Have a pirate decal made.
Oh, we could have done that. Yeah, no, it's just yellow, like lemon.
Okay. So what is your highlight of this trip so far?
Well, yesterday was a very, very long day. We started out in Mobile. Now, this is a central time zone. We moved to Eastern time zone, so we lost an hour. And we drove from Mobile up to, we went to the ferry that didn't exist. Ironically, I think we were on that, I was on that ferry as a little girl. I remember it being terrifying. It was like a one-car ferry, and I thought I was going to die in my parents' station wagon. We were going to sink to the bottom of the river. But you know, we get there and the road is kind of washed out about half a mile before the actual ferry, where the ferry was supposed to be. And we saw lots of dead animal bones and beer cans and things like that. So we, that was interesting. And then we drove to the Living Dead, the town Sonoy. And we ended up at 1:30, about half an hour from Amelia Island, which is just north of Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. So
that was 750 miles, roughly. Oh. And we skipped a couple stops with that. So.
Yeah, you guys called, not you personally, but you group-wise, called in late last night, and today it's like 6 o'clock and you guys ready? I'm like, I wasn't expecting you for another 3 or 4 hours. We were just getting dinner. So
yeah, no, we had our hotel for 4 hours. We woke up at 6 and we were on our way, and we made it in time for the checkpoint to get our credentials to get onto the fancy Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island. And It was gorgeous. It was beautiful weather. Really nice day.
So your car.
The highlight is it.
Go ahead.
Oh no. I guess the highlight was actually going to the Concours de Limon today. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because it gave us a chance to sit and socialize with people as well.
Sure.
And look ridiculous wearing pirate costumes.
So your car didn't bring down the neighborhood nor the average car valuation. Who do you think succeeded in lowering the valuation of the entire Amelia Island best today?
Today, no, it was probably that diesel Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
that you have to suck into a straw to make it stop because the vacuum system doesn't work.
That's fantastic.
I don't think I drive. I don't think I ride in it. I don't think I drive next to it. But
next to it's not bad. In front of it would be bad.
Yeah, maybe next to it. We can certainly stop faster than them too.
Very nice. Very nice. So do you have any other rally plans for this upcoming time, or you're still TBD at this point?
I guess there's. The next rally is in Denver. If we did that, since we live in Florida, we do a rental car. We thought, we'll get something really fancy, like a Toro Rolls Royce. But that's also the same weekend as one of the 24 hours at Lemon. So I don't think we'll do that. No, we don't. We barely plan 2 weeks ahead of time. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're fitting right in.
Yeah. No. I do get my hotels early.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
I do not want to be driving around looking for a crappy hotel. I'd rather have it in hand before I get somewhere.
You'd rather have a reservation in a crappy hotel. I get you. So what's tonight's hotel rating on a 1 to 10? You know, we'll have a 11th rally hotel rating.
Well, we decided to use our Marriott points and splurge. So we are in the middle of St. Augustine using 60,000 Marriott points. Like most of our points, but ours is like a 5-star. It's a Renaissance Marriott.
Oh.
It's super fancy. It's the fanciest place I've stayed, maybe ever.
You guys are either doing this really, really right or really, really wrong. I'm not quite sure which way I'm going yet, but we'll figure it out.
There's a little bit both. We don't. I think really, really right is the cars that may or may not make it, and that have people in it that can fix the cars really well and very creatively. We're not quite that, but we're willing to go out anyway.
you have to choose
no matter what.
you kind of have to choose with the Lemons Rally, especially. You have to choose how much of the apple you have a chance at biting and how much of it you're just going to leave for somebody else. So, you know, draw your lines appropriate to the team.
Yeah. We want to be comfortable to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sleep in my car.
Right.
And we didn't have heat. We had the hot top down. That was okay. Mm-hmm. If it had been snowing, it wouldn't have been okay.
I think the people down there would have been freaking out if it was snowing again. They've had enough for this year. They had one snowstorm. They're done. They're out.
Yeah, and that wasn't even down this way.
Yeah.
I'm St. Augustine.
Yeah. So anything you're looking forward to for the next couple days that you're like, I really want to see what this one's like, or are you just scared?
No, I'm not scared. I haven't planned out tomorrow yet.
Okay.
It's nice to get the booklet on, on the first day, so I can go home. And once it's planned out, then I can enjoy a lot of the drive and the back roads and the junkie houses and really interesting things, really interesting people and cars. So I'll go back to the room and plan that out. We're going to end up in Cedar Key, which is another place I hadn't been since I was a kid. I used to live in Panama City as a kid.
Okay.
And so I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I've been wanting to go since I moved back to Florida 16 years ago.
Wow.
And I guess I get to go. Hopefully we'll make it. I'll be kind of upset if we don't.
Well, I think of the cars that usually arrive at a Lemons Rally, your high probability of success of making it to your destination. And we're wishing you well for the rest of the rally.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Do we have anybody else available?
Anybody else available?
You guys want to talk to the podcast? Talk to the podcast already? You want to talk to the podcast? Yeah, go ahead and talk to Bill.
Oh, I've got Bill here.
Oh, no, this is Bill.
I'm Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got Jake here.
Oh, you're fine. Don't worry.
Hello, it's Jake.
Hello. Hey. Jake, what are you driving?
I am driving a 2021 Chevrolet Spark. It's a rental.
Wow, you're in the rental class. I love that. Is this Jake from State Farm? I just need to make sure we're not dealing with celebrities.
You know, ironically enough, I don't work in the insurance industry, but I am wearing khakis.
Oh, all right. Very well.
So does your car have a theme?
It's a rental.
We had a theme, so.
Well, he could have a theme.
I bought. Yeah, we haven't really put much thought into that yet, but the I purchased an '84 Dodge Diplomat specifically for this event, and our team name, our theme was Diplomatic Importunity.
Oh, nice.
And it wasn't really. This is my first rally with you guys. I've done a couple of your races for the actual endurance racing, but this is the first time I've done a rally, so it was my brother and I, and you know, our theme was kind of really thrown together. My main thing was getting this car together and getting the car ready.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, you know, our cowboy hats, and we're going to do bolo ties, and really doesn't go along with importunity as a word at all. But the definition is to persist or to continue in an almost annoying manner. And I guess that was kind of fitting just for the sake of keeping the car alive to make it to the finish line. But I did a lot of work to it. I got it out on the shakedown run on Wednesday and realized that I had head gasket issues, so I had to park it. I worked full time and then some, so there's no way I was going to have the time to rebuild the top end before I needed to go. So called the audible, went with the contingency, which was to get the tiniest rental car possible because my brother's 6'2", 230 pounds, and I'm not that tall, but kind of a bigger guy. The compact, practical car is not so practical for us. So I guess in a sense that would be our theme.
Donnie refers to it as luxury mammal. So you can just go with that.
Luxury mammal. I like it. I guess we did kind of change the theme because the car's red and it's a Chevy. And then I realized that Daytona was on our route. So I went by O'Reilly today, bought a paint marker, and there's a big number 8 in one of the windows or both of the back windows now. And the back window, we wrote doing it for Dale and then Junior in parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be the new thing if there was to be one. All right.
It can be expensive to theme a rental, so don't go too far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, So there's this guy here, Brian, and I don't know how premeditated this was, but they when I showed up at the rental, of course, everybody was like turning heads, like, what is that doing here? He came over with a box of stuff. You probably saw the Instagram post today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With the modifications. Yeah, so that's the car. So we put a hood scoop on it. We put the arrow, stick-on arrow for the front. And then just a bunch of other random knickknacks for the interior. I got a purple fuzzy steering wheel cover and matching gear shifter covers and some other knickknacks for the inside. Like, it was pretty interesting once we got everything stuck to the car, but exhaust tip was needed.
Oh, I mean, obviously. I mean, you got to make sure you get the proper tune coming out from that rental car.
Exactly.
You want it to sound bassy.
Mm-hmm. You got to have that note.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, let me see. What were some of the highlights that that you partook in today? Partaken. There we go.
Highlights from today. I'm still kind of processing everything. We got in the car this morning and just kind of put it down. I mean, you know, brother's been doing all the navigating. Now I got to think of everything on the spot. I will say the one thing that stuck out, at least from yesterday. The what?
It could be both days. It doesn't have to just be today. We didn't talk to you last night, so you can cover both days.
Fair enough. Yeah. So the main thing from, Florida,
we know.
Bike week coming up. So, good enough. Okay. I think the best thing from yesterday so far, I mean, there's the checkpoints were awesome. I love this whole, like I said, this is my first time doing this and I'm having a blast and, you know, getting to learn this stuff and getting to see everything and, you know, all the markers and the towns that I would have otherwise never even looked at on a map, let alone been to in the flesh. I mean, that's all fantastic. But yeah, I really love driving. And there was a couple of roads yesterday in between some of the checkpoints that were just perfect. You know, good twists, good turns, just good flow, even for a probably 98 horsepower rental car.
It's a momentum car.
It was just a blast driving. And, I'm sorry?
It's a momentum car.
I think you're breaking up a little bit.
It's a momentum car. You know, you can't make up for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we were pouring as much momentum as we could into these turns. Tires squealing, and I mean, we weren't being reckless or anything, but, you know, we're keeping close to the speed limit in some of the turns just to make sure we'd get up the hill on the other side. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely utilizing the need for momentum.
Did you have to open the door and start kicking like a skateboard, or were you okay going up and down?
You know, at some point it felt like we needed to. Felt like we should. what is noticeable is what wind resistance and drag does to this car. Because there was at one point we actually ended up on the interstate behind I don't know his team name, but it's Brian with high drag, low speed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a play on words for the Marine Corps thing, which is high speed, low drag. He's a Marine too, mm-hmm. like me. So when I got behind him in the van, and he's got the big wing on the front, but he was punching such a hole in the air that the car actually felt like it had a little bit of power. You know, I got behind him so I could kind of draft a little bit, and then it seemed like it wasn't struggling so much just to stay at 65 miles an hour. So that was interesting. I don't know. Overall, great experience. My brother's having the time of his life. I can't express how grateful I am that you guys are putting this stuff together, that you guys are doing this. You know, we kind of made a pact that we're going to do at least one of these a year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Next time, absolutely, with the Diplomat. No, it's great that this, I mean, I heard him talking earlier saying that this is the first time they've done one in the Southeast. I mean, I live in Atlanta, so that makes it super easy for me. But I saw the retreat from Moscow last year I wanted to be a part of. Mm-hmm. The cars I had at the time weren't really fit for the 14-hour drive up to, I think it was Pennsylvania where it started.
Yes.
And then that, and I'd already burned up all my PTO for the year before I even realized that that was a thing. So we're definitely planning for this in the future. We're definitely going to see and do these. And especially if like the rental car is going to be kind of like a permanent thing, not for me, the permanent thing, but like if that class is going to be permanent, we could even consider doing stuff out on the West Coast and just flying out and renting a car.
Yes.
I travel pretty well, so that's not a big deal. But yeah, and I love driving out west. driven all over the place. I've never driven these roads in Alabama. And that was definitely, that was awesome because I'd have never known about it otherwise.
So I do have a question. These checkup points that you guys hit during the rally, what normally takes place?
So today got interesting. We did it a couple different ways today. So, I mean, yesterday, we only actually hit like 3 or 4 points yesterday because we lost a little bit of time going to that ferry. And then we had to double back and we went to Burnt Corn from there. So that we actually had to bypass a lot of the stops just to get to Macon at a reasonable hour. But like today, your protocol, if it's applicable, is to stop, you know, try and position the car in a way that we get a good angle of the car or maybe a different angle of the car. You know, I don't want them to be repetitive. You know, just the same shot of the car with a different background. But I pull up, I, you know, jump out, think of something witty or clever to say in the caption and make all the tags, make sure it shows the location so everybody knows I was there, and jump back in as fast as I can and get back on the road.
I mean, your car is so small, there's only so many angles you can get. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but the beauty about that is in the busier spots where I need to park and get a picture, I mean, I can park the thing in a phone booth. So it's it works out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the kid in the corner, timeout kid. Did you do a timeout kid?
You know, we tried to find some either thrift stores or antique stores. And I walked into a store yesterday that wasn't an antique store at all. It was like some farmhouse themed bakery. Mm-hmm. That had all the stuff hanging up outside. And I was like, all right, there's an antique store right there. And we jumped out of the car real quick and ran inside. And they were, you know, selling the cans. Then we tried another store today, but they didn't have the inventory either. So I know there's an option to make one, but frankly, we're trying to hit all the stops today.
Yeah.
I didn't have, the resources or the time to go throw a bunch of stuff together. I mean, we made a shot in the dark to put one together or to find one, but, unsuccessfully.
Did not go as planned.
I think you could get extra credit if you get one with a big clock, like Flava Flav, and you could be a timeout kid. That would probably get you a little extra credit.
Right on.
All right. So do you have a low light in this group that you're racing?
A low light?
Anything that didn't go your way or one of your friends' ways?
No, I mean, with the security blanket of a brand new car, I mean, I haven't had to fix anything. In fact, I made kind of a parody post for a roadside repair, which is me just tightening the screws on the license plate so it wouldn't rattle anymore. I talked about how it was like disturbing. You know, I could hear it over the AC blowing cold on the inside and the radio playing, which is a luxury that not a lot of people here have. So, I mean, it's in good fun, though. I wasn't trying to brag or boast or anything. It's just a joke.
Oh, for sure.
But no, everything obviously worked out with the car. You know, I haven't really had. Yeah, as far as low points go, I really don't think there were any. I mean, it's been a very positive experience. Like, there's not anything that's like stuck out or, you know, man, that sucked, or I wish it wouldn't happen like that. I mean, the only things that did was, you know, the time management from
No worries.
The other stops, but it was on me. Like, I should have, you know, before we went down to Burnt Corn, which we probably would have went anyways because the pictures were cool and it was actually a really neat town. But that it did cost us a lot of time getting down there from where the ferry was supposed to be. So that was, I guess if I had to put a pin on a single low point, that would be the one. Was just the time that I took to go all the way down to Burnt Corn and try and catch back up with the rest of the route, realizing I wasn't going to get to see some of the other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's one really good thing about the selection of cars that you chose to go with. You really don't have to worry about getting a speeding ticket for the entire rally because you almost can't.
Yeah. And in that box of knickknacks, it's funny you bring that up because there was this, everything came from Wish. And I guess Brian.
Well, there you go. That's the end of the podcast.
it came from, so, you know, what you get what you pay for with them. So one of the items was actually a Wish radar detector, and it serves
and
pretty much just make noise.
Yeah.
I don't think it works. Like I wouldn't know, but like you said, I don't have to worry about speed limits because, I'm not getting to them anyways.
No, no. I think the at best that radar detector just has a random number generator in the back, and every now and then it goes off. You know, has nothing to do with radar, for sure.
Yeah, and it talks in Chinese, and I don't understand. So I hope it's telling me the right thing, but I can only imagine.
Not going to be a concern of yours in that fine chariot that you managed to rent. So don't you worry, sir. You're fine.
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, I don't think we have to worry about you mechanically. Your navigation sounds like it could be a little questionable, but, you know, do the best you can. Enjoy the rest of the ride. And hopefully we'll get to see you in some more rallies, and we'll see you at more checkpoints. And if you're free any of the nights, you're welcome to come back on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. I'll definitely be back. My brother and I will absolutely be back, and we're working on our navigation every day.
Very well.
Okay. Very nice.
All right.
So do you want me to jump off, or do I need to find...
see if anybody else... One more?
Either one.
I'm actually standing outside the restaurant by myself at this point. I got to...
All right. She's saying one more as the person who doesn't have to edit this thing and get it out this morning. But, you know, that's fine. It's good. We're good.
I just need to button up. That's all.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see if Enrique wants to do it. He was at Amelia Island today.
Hello. Who do we have? What are you driving?
My name's Enrique Martinez, and I am driving a 79 Mercedes 300D.
Are you the one with the vacuum issues, sir?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely us.
Ah, man. You've got people scared to get near you.
Yeah. We're just, you know, we want to keep our dignity. You know, can't really get places and get out the car and have to pop up the hood and hit that red button. I mean, it just, it's embarrassing. You know, we got to keep our titles in hand. And, you know, so we ran some vacuum hoses into the car. And whenever you hook them up together, the car would turn off. But then our vacuum system just disintegrated throughout the ride. So we now are the vacuum system. So we have to manually suck through the hoses and turn off the car, which is
they suck.
Yep. Well, his car doesn't suck, so he has to, right?
Yeah,
that's exactly, awesome. So. That's awesome. I love it. I love this. All right. So did you end up doing the activity so far? And is this the only activity that you guys are doing on your trip?
So today we went to Amelia. We drove late last night, and we drove enough so that we can get to Amelia in time. Mm-hmm. And today Amelia was just phenomenal. You know, it was just a great show at the concourse, and we got lucky enough to win the German class, and it's just been a phenomenal day. Hit the checkpoints after Amelia and just enjoying a nice dinner with everyone and kind of, getting to know everyone. It's our first rally, and, you know, it's not going to be our last. So it's definitely an incredible opportunity. And, yeah, we're going to be doing this way more often.
I think my connection must have broken. You said your car won something?
Yeah, well, in quotation marks, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We definitely so it was in Concours de Lemons at Amelia, we in the German class we bribed the judges pretty well for them to pick our car. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of happened to work out.
Who was judging this year?
I would be lying to you if I could remember the names.
Was Jay there, or you don't know?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
He usually wears a suit with lemons on it sometimes. So
that was not our judge. These two really nice gentlemen, you know, smoking cigars. They're absolutely amazing. Oh, Andrew Reed was one of them.
Okay.
One of the judges had been apparently looking for a Gulf Oil sign for his garage, and just happened that we had one in the car. So we no longer have a Gulf Oil sign in the car, but we sure do have a phenomenal plaque saying that we were the worst German car out of the bunch, which was pretty interesting.
I was going to say the Gulf Oil sign obviously explains the win. I understand now. I get you. Bribing well is a skill, man. Don't belittle it. It's awesome.
I guess we're just getting lucky. We are getting lucky because, you know, the car's still running and we're still going, and it's just been an absolute blast. We came down with four cars and four different teams, and we're the only ones still on the road and trying to continue throughout the day tomorrow.
That's fantastic. I'm having trouble coming up with questions because this is too good. So have you done this was your first rally. Have you ever raced with the Lemons crowd before, or, you know, is this to be tip of the iceberg for you?
So this is a tip of the iceberg for us. You know, we've been talking about doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. We do some track days, you know, with the local clubs, you know, PCAs and WCCA or BMWCCAs. But we've always wanted to do 24 hours and the concourse and the rally. And we've had this 300D for a long time. You know, one of my buddies bought it, sold it to me for the price that he bought it. And then I sold it to another buddy for the price that he bought it. And then I bought it back for the same price. So it's like the sisterhood of the Mercedes. Mm-hmm. And we're all in the car together on this trip, and we know it's issues, and just trying to keep it surviving throughout the trip. You know, we don't have AC, like our windows are not rolling down anymore, so it's in the hot Florida weather, it's interesting for sure.
Well, I mean, I think your theme for converting this to a race car is set. You guys just have to get some pants and have some embroidery put on it, and you could be the sisterhood of the traveling. But I think the only thing you need to do is, I think yeah. you need if you're going to turn it to a race car, I would highly recommend we get this brake thing taken care of, because sucking on a car for 12 yeah. hours is not going to be fun.
No, definitely not. Yeah, the brakes, that's another issue, but we'll get to that tomorrow. Yeah, rotating tires is a good one too. So we're so heavy right now that we're wearing the inside of the tires. So we're just kind of keeping an eye on everything and rotating, and it's incredible. It really is something that we didn't really know what we were getting into, but we knew that we were excited about it, and we can't wait for the next one.
Wow. This boy's been drinking. I thought the other guys were the ones that were drinking.
Ah!
Well, so with a car of that pedigree and vintage and in the shape that it's in, we don't think that a costume or a theme is required for this fine chariot. But did you go even further, or did you just go with the you run what you brung?
So we kind of have a theme of, like dad jokes and, just being dad. So, you know, I recently had a daughter 2 months ago, and the rest of the guys on the team, you know, one's a father to an incredible 6-year-old, and, the other one's, you know, lining up to get married and getting serious. So, we're wearing New Balance shoes, high socks, Hawaiian shirts, jorts, and, just saying dad jokes all day throughout the trip, and just kind of keeping everything light and enjoyable. And, you know, sometimes we don't sleep at night when we have the kids and they have gas, but, you know, when it's just four of us in the car and just having a good time, we definitely want to let the dad jokes out and just laugh a little bit, you know.
Sounds like you guys are themed for a Corvette, but you're in a Mercedes. I'm not quite getting it, but
oh gosh, I tell you what, if we had a mullet, like we'd be in a Corvette right now.
Exactly. So, anything that you're looking forward to for the rest of the rally that you know of, or is it play it by ear and, you know, we'll just see what it is?
Well, you know, tomorrow we end up with Daytona, and it's bike rally down there. I know that they're having the motocross races right now, but we're really excited about Daytona. Then crossing over to Cedar, just the finish, being able to say goodbye to everyone. And, you know, you make incredible people, you know, I tell you what, like, it's so nice to be able to, like, post where you are at, you know, the checkpoints that you're going to. And 3 days ago, you didn't know all these people. Well, now everyone's sending each other, like, positive messages and enjoying the ride together. And it's incredible values that, you know, you see every day at work. But you bring them over here and just kind of share a different lifestyle with everyone. And at the end of the day, you get to say goodbye. Everyone goes, you know, to Rhode Island and Vermont and Mississippi. But at the end of the day, you can't wait to see each other again in the next rally. So that's where we are at now. We're looking forward to that. And, yeah, it's, you know, the two other guys on my car, they're the hoots. They got all the stories and the jokes. And, I'm just the guy that really enjoys getting everyone together and doing some trips together and, you know, making memories that we will laugh about in the future.
Well, it sounds like you're doing things right. I can't let you go before we try to wrap up the podcast, but I can't let you go without giving you the opportunity to talk a little trash to your fellow three cars that ditched you, stranded you in the middle of this rally. Here's your opportunity to send them a little voicemail message to be recorded forever and ever. So if you wish to give them a little love, this is your platform.
Well, you know, they're on a beach somewhere enjoying umbrella drinks while we're finishing through what we came out to do. I won't hinder them to them or talk trash because, golly, it sounds nice being on a beach enjoying and umbrella drinks. You know, St. Augustine is beautiful down here. But yeah, they definitely ditched us. And but at the end of the day, we'll see them at the finish line. They'll be the nice and rested ones, and we'll be the ones with the bags under our eyes with hopefully a trophy to take home.
I don't know. If they're doing what I think they're doing, where they're at, they may not have the bags under their eyes as well, sir.
Yeah. This is true.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. You know, I've never done a podcast before, so hopefully it was good. But, yeah, do you guys need to talk to anyone else?
I think
probably Jeff.
We'd probably say bye to Jeff if he's still awake and semi-vertical.
Okay. Well, let me go see if I can find him and just give me 1 second.
No worries.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Sounds
you guys
like
got to talk to a lot of people.
We did. We made the rounds today.
Yeah. Yeah, my phone was just being passed around.
That's fine. We're trying to make sure it gets to see each and every person. So it sounds like they're having a great time, Jeff.
Yeah, I hope so. This is actually, even though it wasn't a big turnout, this has been a really fun rally. I think the good weather helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So are you guys coming on Rust Belt or what? We're even ending in Pittsburgh.
We're ending
in Buffalo. We're ending in Buffalo. We'll be at least in your neighborhood.
I am sworn to secrecy because she will kill me, but there is a serious planning underway for one that's later in the season, shall we say.
Okay. Well, just so you know, the Rust Belt is going to start at the Detroit Bus Company, and Andy DiDiRossi always has something entertaining for us to do. So.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think that the ones that are the ones that are tricky for us are the ones that are right out of race, because usually we're still thrashing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Denver rally overlaps with CMP, which is, you know, it's unfortunate, but it happens. I mean, 33 events this year.
Yeah, it's tough. So, and, you know, it's definitely worth it though. But we will. Yeah. This will happen. You have been threatened.
Okay, excellent.
All right, so we will try to get together again tomorrow. And wish everybody well.
Yeah, I'll
catch
up with you tomorrow.
All right, that sounds great. And you have a great day and try to get some sleep. This was much earlier than last night. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks,
Jeff. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.